Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Hey, this is Steve Bloom, and you are listening to the Geekcast Radio Network.
Beyond good, beyond evil, beyond your wildest imagination.
Beneath our feet lies another world.
Why'd I have to be born a worker?
In case you haven't noticed, we answer running the show. We're the lords of the earth.
A world just like our own.
Okay, everybody, 6:15, time to dance.
Don't you want your 8-bit beer?
Call me crazy, but I have a thing about drinking from the caboose of another creature.
Suit yourself.
Z was just another face in the crowd until the day she came into his life.
Hi. Want to dance?
Absolutely.
What on earth are you doing?
You know, why does everybody have to dance the same way? You know, that's completely boring.
It's no fun.
Princess Bala, the guards are coming!
You're a princess. When can I see you again?
Never. Bye.
No, wait. Weaver, you gotta switch places with me. This is the only way I can see Princess Bala.
Oh, boy.
Princess Bala! Princess Bala! Hey, it's me!
Right, Prince!
We received word that the termite enemy has mobilized.
This guy's crazy.
I am proud to send you into battle.
I'm sorry, into battle?
Now, destiny will make him a hero.
One soldier did make it back.
You're the guy from the bar.
A worker danced with my fiancé. Arrest him.
Hey, wait a minute.
Let go of me!
And it will take him on an adventure. Beyond his wildest dreams.
So he kills himself 100 termites. Then bada bing, bada bip, bags himself the princess.
I can't believe you tried to pass yourself off as a soldier.
The trick is not to panic.
And he's about to discover that the challenges of the outside world...
Help me, Bob!
...are the least of his problems.
I've been kidnapped by the village idiot.
I know almost exactly what I'm doing.
We will spare no effort to bring her back.
Attack! Look out!
One ant...
See, help me!
...will rise above it all...
Oh!
...to prove that he's one in a million. DreamWorks Pictures and PBI present...
It looks like this is it, just when I was starting to like you.
Ants.
Hello and welcome to episode 38 of TuneCast Beyond, brought to you by the Geekcaster Radio Network and Audible.com. I am your host, Dave John Mike, and joining me, returning from, well, at... A few weeks ago, he returned from TFCon. Steve Megatron, hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Good.
Welcome to Season 2 of TuneCast Beyond, sir.
How's it any different than Season 1?
We switched from superheroes to DreamWorks stuff.
So they went from superheroes to dreaming about them.
Essentially, yes. And of course, we have the illustrious... TV's Mr. Neil!
You the ant!
At least it was subject related.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So, yeah, today we're going to be continuing on with the DreamWorks Spotlight. Over the last 2 weeks, we did a Shrek Spotlight with JT and myself, talking about the four Shrek films. And now we move on to ants, which... I'm not looking at the information. I could be wrong about this, but I could have sworn this came out around the same time as Pixar's A Bug's Life did.
It was very close, I think. I know it was before.
I don't know. Those two movies, I know they're not the same movie, but I think because they came out in the same, like, close to the same time span. It was, I always got the two confused, and funnily enough, I almost like this better than A Bug's Life. I know that's probably sacrilege to some people, but...
Not necessarily. A Bug's Life is kind of forgettable to me. This one is much more memorable, I think.
Yeah. So with Ants, we have, it is a 1998 American computer animated action adventure film produced by DreamWorks Animation. It features the voices of well-known actors such as Woody Allen, Sharon Stone, Jennifer Lopez, Sylvester Stallone, Dan Aykroyd, Anne Bancroft, Gene Hackman, Christopher Walken, and Danny Glover as various members of an ant society. Some of the main characters are share facial similarities with the actors who voice them. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. Is this the era when the whole celebrity voiceover thing kind of took place and boom, and the animators tried to work in the facial features into each voice actor or actor's character?
Actually, I had just watched a special on this, and they said that they didn't try to do that, but the way that they animated the faces, it made the characters sort of resemble the mannerisms of the actors themselves. And that's why they kind of look that way. Specifically, Stallone's character, Weaver, they said that was not intentional at all, that he looked like him. But once they had Stallone cast, then they started to, you know, do his lips a certain way so that he was doing the Stallone thing. But otherwise, no, they really weren't trying to go for that.
I don't know, because it just, I mean, I know not all celebrity voiceover animated projects do that, but I don't, it just seemed like to me that it was that type of film, and that kind of created the boom for it, because obviously, you know, Osmosis Jones looks nothing like Chris Rock.
Plus, a lot of these guys have very... very recognizable mannerisms. You got Christopher Walken in this movie who, you know, just the way he talks, if you animate someone doing his lines, he's going to start looking like Christopher Walken.
Yeah, yeah. When did you first see this, Neil?
I want to say early to mid-2000s. I did not see this in the theater. Yeah. I don't even know why I got the DVD. I think someone got it for me. I get weird gifts all the time, but I watched it and I was like, "Oh, this is pretty nice."
Yeah. What about you, Steve? When did you first see this, and what were your initial impressions on it?
Honestly, I don't remember when I first saw it. Obviously, it was sometime after it came out. I didn't see it in theater, but I don't know. I mean, I like most of the voice cast. I mean, that's something cool, but. I'm not gonna like completely trash it, but I like the 3D animated movies, like this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But I'm not a big fan of the bug stuff.
Yeah, I'm not either, really. I can so agree with you there. This kind of was okay. And same thing with A Bug's Life, and we'll get to that in a future season of Tooncast Beyond. But I just don't care for bug movies. I think because they eventually worked in the facial features of the actor, it seemed more human-like to me. Yeah. But at the same time, it's still, you know, ants. So do you guys have a favorite voice or character in this one, Steve?
I don't have any particular favorite, no. Of course, I like the time Christopher Walken's in something, but that's just because he's got the Walken voice.
Yeah. What about you, Neil?
I'm going to go with Woody Allen, just because, you know, I'm so used to hearing voice actors impersonating Woody Allen that I thought that's what it was. And then I saw the credits, I'm like, oh, it is Woody Allen. And I kind of like the small Jewish man as the lead character, this wussy kind of hand-wringing guy who ends up saving the day. I always kind of like that sort of story.
Yeah. I liked Weaver only because it's Stallone. I did like Z a bit, you know, and again, I mean, the way the plot shapes up in this movie, it makes to be a very decent animated film, and it has a decent plot. It's not, you know, it's a little strange, but it's essentially, you know, ant colony life, I guess, you know. But the general plot here is Z is one of those worker ants who wants to be more than what he is really the, like, to boil it down. You have anything you want to expand on the plot, Neil?
Well, I kind of like this character. I like the overall concept because it's very individualistic. It doesn't, he feels out of place in the colony. He doesn't want to be a worker. He wants to be something else. So he tries being a soldier, and then he just basically breaks free. And not to get too far into the plot, but he takes the princess with him. And it's basically him doing what he wants to do instead of being assigned to something. And that's what I took away from the movie. I suppose other people would find a different theme, but it looks like the synopsis on Wikipedia actually came up with the same overall conclusion.
Yeah,
I've never read Ayn Rand, but I never cared to anyway. But yeah, I could see where they would make that connection.
Yeah, the overall plot is good, and yeah, I do agree. It is, you know, pretty much, you know, one worker standing out trying to be something more than what he is and wanting a different station in life, I guess you could say. When you saw this, Steve, what did you think of the overall plot?
Not overly bad. I mean, I don't know.
You all right over there?
Yes.
Okay. And of course it has the thing of the evil general who tries to kill the hero and take over, you know, it's essentially, oh, I'm going to take over the colony thing. Which is, you know, pretty predictable.
Well, it's been done before. I mean, if you look at A Bug's Life, and that's what the funny thing is between DreamWorks and Pixar, is they're consistently paralleling each other. I mean, you get, you know, the Madagascar to, you know, the whatever the other zoo animal thing is. You get, I mean, every time there's something similar in creature style, like, you know, you got ants, you get A Bug's Life. I mean, it's, and then the plot lines are almost pretty much identical.
Yeah, they are, and it's not really, but I mean, it's like, it's not even that they're so much identical to each other. It's so much that the ants plot line is the plot line of any movie, not just animation, but it's the plot line of any film. You know, essentially, Z is an ant version of Clark Kent and Superman. I mean, if you really want to put it that way, although Z doesn't have superpowers, but I mean, it's the same thing where he wants to step out of something than what he is and whatever else. And you've got this evil general saying, oh no, I'm taking over. You know, it's that same old, I guess another equivalency to it would be essentially Z is Mario and the general is Koopa.
You're talking video game Mario or the movie Mario?
No, with the video Bob game. Hoskins. No, let's not even go there. Oh God, that's a few years down the line that we'll be visiting that. But no, the overall plot is good for the story that it tells, and at the time I thought it was a really good film. It's not something I would watch over and over and over again. Something I can, you know, like what I find now, it's so weird. You know, I've got basic classic cable, which is channels 2 through 99. So varying channels like ABC Family or Disney or you know, TN, you know, all these basic cable channels will end up showing sometimes a lot of these animated movies. Like Disney Channel shows Finding Nemo all the time and WALL-E, and same thing with ABC Family. They all show all these animated movies. And it's like a lot of these movies, with the exception of like the major ones, I can just, you know, catch on TV and be like, oh yeah, I remember this. But it doesn't seem like it's something that I have to own to be able to see, like, oh, I have to watch this every 6 months or whichever.
Yeah.
You know, it's just one of those things where I liked the film at the time when I watched it, you know, and looking back on it, having watched it before doing this podcast, I liked it still. There wasn't like too much, because there really isn't so much you can nitpick on these, some of these films. I mean, I'm sure the animation style might not be some people's cup of tea, but, you know, neither is, you know, Mysterious Cities of Gold is not some people's cup of tea animation style either, you know.
Yeah.
It's just one of those things where I think it's a decent family film. Again, I wish both DreamWorks and Pixar and Disney would stay away from trying to tell bug stories, because I'm just not into that.
You're gonna love a B movie.
You know, the funny thing is, I actually do like that one.
Oh wow!
But it's only because it's Seinfeld. So, all right, getting into the box office here. The film topped the box office in its opening weekend, earning $17 million, just north of $17 million, for a $7,021 average from just south of 2,500 theaters. The film's widest release was 2,929 theaters, and it closed on February 18th, 1999. The film altogether picked up $90 million. Wow. Domestically, and it had a. Wait a second. This film had a $60 million budget, so it only made, like, it only made $30 million over its budget. That's not much of a... I mean, us that have never seen $1 million, I'm sure that's a lot of money, but if you look at those numbers, if it had a $60 million budget and your only profit is $30 million more, that doesn't seem like a really good profit margin to me.
Well, it wasn't very well received, and I don't think, like, again, A Bug's Life was out around the same time.
Yeah.
And then on top of it, there were other movies people were more itching to see than this.
Yeah, the total worldwide was $171.8 million, but the total U.S. domestic was $90. That's a little strange. All right, so we are the IGN crew. 1 to 4. Steve, what do you give it?
I'd give it a 2.
Yeah, I can agree with that. I'd give it a 2 as well. What about you, Neil?
I'd give it a 3. It's not the best DreamWorks movie, but and I'm not sure. I can't see my sister's kids watching this, but you know, it's okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's like I said, it's one of those movies where it's okay, like. If you catch it somewhere, like if you catch it on TV or if, you know, something like that, but is it something that I'm going to walk over to a DVD shelf and say, I really want to see this movie? No. It did surprisingly receive very positive reviews. On Rotten Tomatoes reports that 95% of critics have given the film positive review based on 85 reviews with an average score of 7.7 out of 10. The critical consensus is wonderful animation backed by humor and the vocal talents of its cast make for an entertaining movie.
And prominently featured on the DVD, it says two big thumbs up from Siskel and Ebert.
Yes.
Yeah.
Nobody cares what they think. They're critics that's paid to like movies.
I know.
I mean, seriously, critics from that said, oh, I like that movie because it was great. No, you were paid off. Stop lying. I had to see a free movie. That's been my general consensus, is because most critics, including in the newspaper or news or whatever, if they're a part of any well-paid organization, they're full of shit to their ears, because most of the movies they rate are crap.
I think we need to have a Geekcast Radio episode or MYR episode on film critics. It would be on either one of those podcasts, because... this is a whole discussion we can get into further. What were you going to say, Neil?
I said I don't really put much stock into Ebert. I would just thought it was funny that was so prominently featured on the DVD case.
Yeah. It did win the top box office, or no, it yeah, it won the 1999 ASCAP Film and Television Music Awards for the Harvey Gregson Williams and John Powell score top box office films. It's been nominated for a bunch of stuff. It also won a Golden Reel Award. So that's interesting. There were three video games based off of this thing.
Oh.
Ants Racing and Ants Extreme Racing. I don't know what to say to that.
Boo, boo, and more boo.
I just love that it's Ants Extreme Racing. I mean, I know. How extreme could it be?
Yeah.
Well, really. They don't move any faster than people, so let's see.
Oh, man.
It's like millipede speed.
It's millipede. It's millitime.
Yeah, they get drunk and then they drive.
Ants Drunk Drag Racing. That's a game I would play.
You hear mostly splat, splat, splat,
yeah.
Splat, tree, splat.
Yeah.
Foot.
You know, like we've said, Ants is, it's a decent animated movie. For us, it's probably not something none of the three of us are going to watch on a regular basis.
No.
It didn't, like, overly connect with me. When I watched it back, I was like, oh, saw that plot line coming. Oh, yeah, the general. Of course, he's the villain. You know?
Yeah, the villain is kind of really simplistic. I mean, they kind of beat you over the head with... I just praised the individualism a couple minutes ago, but they do kind of beat you over the head with it. It's like, he actually says, well, that shows the folly of individualism. And I'm like, oh, geez. Everything good I was just saying about this movie just kind of went down a point.
Yeah. And it's like, I mean, the Lumberjacks in Fern Gully were better villains than this general guy. You know, they just weren't. I think for me, what takes it down in my overall opinion of it is the fact that it's a movie with bugs, and that's really where it lies. So,
bugs.
Shut up, Waspinator.
Waspinator does not like bugs.
You are a bug.
Tooncast will be back after these messages.
Kid.
Yes.
Shut up.
Beyond the Night is the GCRN's latest review podcast. We are covering everything in the Knight Rider television universe. From the classic 80s TV series to the 1991 reunion film, Team Knight Rider, and the 2008 relaunch series as well. So join TFG and Mike and Dion the Music Man as they go in-depth in Beyond the Night, only on Geekcast Radio Network. You can find Beyond the Night in iTunes and on www.geekcastradio.com.
Get...
Yes, Michael.
Just keep driving.
Hey, Chuck.
Hey, what's up, Ryan?
You know how we talked about doing a podcast? Well, I have some ideas run past you.
Yeah, what do you got?
I thought we should base it on comics.
Well, there's thousands of podcasts about comics. You kind of want to narrow it down a bit.
Well, what about Star Wars?
Still, there's a ton of those out there. What else you got?
We could always do G.I. Joe comics.
There's still a ton of those out there.
What about the 80s franchises?
There's already a few of those as well.
Then let's forget about comics. Let's focus on toys and action figures.
Dude, then we're back to thousands of podcasts.
Well, is anyone covering all those things I mentioned in one podcast?
No one would be crazy enough to do that.
Then that's what we'll do.
Are you serious?
Yep. Come and listen to Star Joe's podcast. You can find us at starjoes.com or find us on iTunes.
Yeah, we cover comics, TV shows, and movies based on Star Wars, G.I. Joe, and all your 80s favorite franchises.
And don't forget about the toys.
How can we forget about the toys? We also do tour reviews to help you decide what to add to your collection.
So come listen to Star Joe's, where we hold nothing back, provide quality entertainment, and remember, the Force will be with you.
Because knowing us is half the battle.
Yo, Joe!
You can now hear the Geekcast Radio Network while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher is a free use and talk mobile app available for your smartphone. And when you download Stitcher to hear Geekcast Radio, you'll have a chance to win money. Downloading is quick and easy. Just find Stitcher in the App Store. During registration, hit the promo code box and enter Geekcast Radio, all one word, to get automatically entered to win $100. The latest episodes of the shows will be waiting for you in your favorites. You'll get access to lots of other amazing shows too. Always available to you on demand, no syncing. It's Stitcher Smart Radio. Don't forget to enter promo code GeekCastRadio when you register.
Hey, listeners. Animation aficionados will be recording a Slayers episode in late August or early September. Between now and then, we want you to send us a recording of yourself doing the Naga Laugh. The most outrageous laugh or laughs will be played on the show. Send an MP3 of yourself to neil@animationaficionados.com.
For you, the listeners of TuneCast Beyond, Audible is offering a free audiobook download with free 30-day trial to give you the opportunity to check out their service. Use audibletrial.com/geekcastradio. All right, Neil, what do you guys over there at the Alcoholics Aficionados got going on?
Well, we got an episode coming up about 70s Hanna-Barbera. We've got, I believe this week we have an episode about Bleach. We got a whole bunch of episodes in the can, but I can't remember all of them. We just did a live episode yesterday about cartoon censorship. Check in the coming weeks. We got a whole bunch of stuff coming up.
Cool. What do you got going on, Steve? What are you up to these last few weeks?
Well, besides going to TFCon, I've made a bunch of contacts via TFCon. Some that I knew, some that I didn't. Got to BS with Scott McNeil, which was awesome. And then, of course, the Dark Glass project that we're working on is pushing forward. And we actually found another voice for fan voice for the video, which we scouted at the script reading.
Oh, cool.
And pursued him right after. So a lot of cool crap's been going on with that. And then, of course, new changes to Geekcast Radio will be coming soon. They're not major, but they're new additions.
Yes, very, very awesome. Be sure to head over to Geekcast Radio's RSS feed, because I interviewed Chuck Duran and Stacey J. Aswad from VO Buzz Weekly. That was a very interesting and fun interview. Love those two. They're a barrel of laughs. Thank you for joining us here on TuneCast Beyond. There are several ways to get in contact with us. Leave feedback for the show. Visit the website, geekcastradio.com. You can send us email, feedback@geekcastradio.com. Leave the show's feedback in iTunes. Please do this. You can follow us on Twitter. The show name there is TuneCast Beyond. Mine is TFGM Mike. Steve, what is your Twitter?
SCP21.
And Neil?
Neil Sama.
Become a fan on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/GeekCastRadioNetwork. You can also head over to facebook.com/AnimationAficionados to check them out. They've got a lot of cool, quote-unquote, opinionated podcast episodes about animation. Call the voicemail line. Tell us the show you're leaving the message for and your name. 502-526-5821. If you want to leave audio feedback for us, this is the only way to do it, is to call the voicemail line now. We hope you enjoyed this episode of TuneCast Beyond and wish you'll join us next time when we'll be continuing on in the season of DreamWorks with Chicken Run. Oh, Gibson is a chicken. That just doesn't compute. For now, I am TFG1 Mike with
Steve Megatron Phillips
and TV Commissioner Neo.
Thank you for listening. Until next time.
Snicked.
You know what's the scariest part of October? Being vulnerable to cyber criminals. That's why this Cyber Scaries Month, you need Webroot Total Protection. With all-in-one protection for your devices, privacy, and identity, Webroot Total Protection helps defend every part of your digital life. Change your October from cyber scary to cyber secure with 60% off Webroot Total Protection at www.webroot.com/audio. That's 60% off for a limited time, but only when you go to www.webroot.com/audio.